In July, we said Kansas City was the Empire's regression in reverse, a 6-11 season built from the same one-score coin that spent a decade landing heads, with two bounce flags and a 15-year franchise floor arguing for the fastest snapback in football. The conditions we attached, the knee has to be right, and the offense has to solve the man coverage book that strangled it even before the injury. Condition one is checking out. Patrick Mahomes was fully cleared before camp opened. Andy reads, "I'm optimistic and I know he is." And the file since has been steady accumulation, practicing in a brace worn under the pants and socks, per KCTV5's Mark Pelos from the first padded day, running at a visibly faster pace than his spring self, rolling both directions before throwing downfield, per ESPN's camp coverage, taking his scheduled rest days without drama. His summary of the camp's temperature doubled as a wellness report. 6 straight days of just going against the same guys. It's super competitive on both sides, so there are little scuffles here and there, but nothing crazy. The December surgery targeted one date from the start, the Monday night opener against Denver, September 14th, and nothing in 2 weeks of reporting threatens it. Condition two is where the complication lives, because the receivers assigned to solve the man coverage problem keep not practicing. Xavier Worthy left the first padded Saturday in the front of a cart with a sprained shoulder. Ian Rappaport reported he was believed to be okay, and has now missed every padded practice since, a full week and counting per KCTV5's daily tracking. Rashee Rice's ramp has been deliberate and jagged, cleared at camp open, restricted to early portions with mid-practice rehab exits, 7-on-7s in week 2, his first 11-on-11s Wednesday, and then Saturday, he left practice early for the training complex again, per Arrowhead Addicts coverage, plausibly scheduled maintenance on the surgically repaired knee and worth watching either way. Rookie Cyrus Allen, who'd been making early plays with Mahomes, is down with a shin bruise. Adam Schefter's nothing torn or broken, a best-case scenario. Which means the padded install of an offense whose 2025 failure was specifically its receivers has been conducted largely by Tyquan Thornton and the depth chart. The one unambiguous receiving positive is the oldest one, Travis Kelce, present and unremarkable, which at this point is the good version. Then there's the item nobody has explained. For more than a week, pass game coordinator Joe Blaymeyer has taken over Eric Bieniemy's duties as offensive coordinator, per ESPN's camp file, which notes only that Blaymeyer has talked with Bieniemy in recent days. No cause has been reported in our research window, and we won't invent one. But an offense installing its bounce back under an acting coordinator is a fact with September implications, and it goes in the ledger next to the receiver absences as the camp's second structural asterisk. The rest of the roster news is the quiet kind the bounce case wants. Kenneth Walker III, the biggest acquisition, and the answer to a rushing attack that couldn't punish light boxes, has been the projected starter from day one. The youth infusion on defense is getting its reps. Rookie corner Mansoor Delane tops the camp depth listings ESPN compiled, Legarius Sneed returned to 1-on-1s and 7-on-7s for the first time this week, and Chris Jones anchors a line whose new pieces, Peter Woods, Omar Norman Lott, are working through the ordinary knee and hamstring churn. The preseason opener comes Saturday at Arrowhead. Does the July framing hold? Complicated. The half of the thesis the market and our model agree on, the flags, the floor, the healthy quarterback, is on schedule. The half that made us stop short of the market's full enthusiasm, that this offense's decline predated the injury and its cure requires the receiver room, not just the tendon, is the half currently sitting out padded practices with an acting coordinator running the meetings. 9-11 wins holds. The internal mix shifted slightly from knee risk to everything around the knee risk. What would change it? Worthy's return to practice, any reporting that clarifies the Bieniemy situation, and whether Rice's maintenance pattern survives the preseason opener Saturday. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.